Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
The night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see.
We're back at 17 till.
No, I won't.
I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Check them out using Beer Advantage. No barrier to entry if you can get there. Everything there is available to you at no charge, no requirement to sign up or log in or anything else. You don't have to remember a password. Just show up and use our stuff. Josh Costello is with us. He's been with us many times before. He's a longtime member of our Brain Trust. Josh is an entrepreneur, a professional manager. He's the author of books, including The Science of Sales Success. And he's here to talk to us today about how to make sure you get your share of sales, even when the economy softens a little bit. Josh Costello, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. How are you? It's great to be back. Thank you.
Good to have you back, as always. You know, Josh, we shouldn't presume that everybody listening is experiencing a softening of their sales, because I talk to a lot of people across the country this year, Josh, and they're telling me they don't even know what a recession is. Their business is great, but in general, I think overall, I think the economy has taken a hit. Not the least reason is because of $4 a gallon gasoline. I mean, that'll put the damper on a lot of things. So I think it's okay for us to say, all right, in an overall weak economy, not a growing economy, which is barely growing a little bit, but not much. In an overall weak economy with some challenges, how do you make sure that you get your share of sales? What are your thoughts?
Well, Jim, you know, you're right. There aren't a lot of companies that are doing well, and those are the ones that, when I started looking at what they were doing and what I was doing and trying to get some lessons learned from them, here's an overview of it. The ones that seem to be doing really well is, number one, they recognize that they need to be specialists, not generalists.
Mm-hmm.
And because now more than ever in this type of economy, clients and customers are looking for specialists. So how are some of the ways that you can generate new business? One of the things that I really recommend to people is speak at your industry's association meetings, the local mm-hmm. chapters. You know, pick a topic that's real relevant to them. It's not a sales pitch, but where when you present it, someone will go, boy, these people know what they're talking about. This is someone I want to do business with, and they understand my industry.
So be seen as an expert in your marketplace.
Exactly. And one of the things that I think a real simple thing people can do is when you position yourself as an industry expert, use only the references from a specific market segment. You know, I listen sometimes to people that say, hey, we know your business real well. That's why we're confident we can help you. And they may be talking to, let's say, a hotel. And then when they give references, they do give some hotels, but they'll give universities. They'll give office buildings. Mm-hmm. They'll give hospitals. And you know, the person on the other end saying, boy, that sounds like, you know, you pretty much do it all, not that you do it specifically for my type of business.
Mm-hmm. Right. All right, what are some other ways?
I think the other thing now is to start looking for strategic partners that can offer complementary products. For example, I thought this was a unique one, is I knew a company that did lighting, and they hooked up with people that were doing window filming.
Hmm.
And they realized that any company or customer that was looking at doing window filming were obviously interested in energy and felt like they were having too much light. And when they do the window filming, then there's opportunities that now arise to maybe do different things with the lighting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and another
we had some work done at our house this year that involved concrete and tile. We had an exterior patio built on out of concrete, with and we put tile on top of it as a finished product. And we worked with we contacted one person who did some of the concrete work and the tire work, and he brought along with him another person, and they were partners, two different businesses, completely different businesses, but they were partners in the production of our work. And you know, 50-50, and so they one and so they both kind of even though they complemented each other, but they did similar things, but they were both basically prospecting for each other.
Exactly, I understand that completely, and that's a great example of that. You know, one of the most relevant one these days is with solar. You know, what have the solar companies done? They've looked to combine with the roofing companies.
Right.
And now that generates incremental business for both. And that's, some of the things that you need to look at, and then probably, I know we've talked about this, Jim, is sometimes we feel like we haven't earned the opportunity to ask our really good customers, can they recommend someone?
Right, that's found money, isn't it?
Yeah, and what I see is a really powerful reference is take it one step further. When you ask someone, can you offer a reference? Ask them if they can call on your behalf.
Right, and also you might have to train them how to do that. And we'll come back over to get Josh to talk to us about that, folks. You can't expect your referrers to be professionals at it. Especially not professionals and what they need to say about you. You have to train these people. Tintail, we're going to be right back with Josh Costell. He's the author of The Science of Sales Success. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for staying with me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Josh Costell is our guest. He's the author of The Science of Sales Success. And Josh, give us your website and tell us how we can find out more.
Okay, it's www.measuremax, MEASUREMAX.com, measure to maximize.
All right. MeasureMax.com, and the book's there, also available at Amazon and those online stores, right?
You bet.
All right, so check that out, folks. The Science of Sales Success is Josh's book. Josh, we were talking about helping small business owners make sure they get the most for in the sales that they have, the most sales that they can in a slowing economy. And we're talking about referrals. You know, folks, you got to get up on your hind legs and talk to your customers. And say, one of the ways I hold my costs down, John, is to hold down the cost of acquisition of new customers. And I know that you've appreciated the fact that we've held your costs down. We haven't raised our prices significantly in the last year. You could help me continue that by giving me referrals. What do you think about that approach, Josh?
I think it's great, and like you said, you have to make it easy for them. You know, easy.
And
you
there needs
prepare
to be something.
Them.
There needs to be something in it for them too, doesn't it? Continue to hold down costs.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, to make it a little bit easier, I like asking our customers, what do you see as the best trade associations to belong to? Who's there? Who's the chairperson? Can I talk to them about giving a speech? And then, more important, once they give me the name, I get the list of their membership, and then when I meet with the customer, maybe on a next visit, you bring the list with them. You say, by the way, who do you know real well here? And would you mind giving them a call? And here's, I'd be glad, or sending an email on my behalf. And that way, you really know. You find out two things. Number one, you might find out that you got a great reference. Number two, you might find out that the customer that you're dealing with isn't that good of a reference.
Right, exactly. But the another thing you could do, there are a couple of things you have to do there. You have to train them, as I said earlier. You have to train them how to refer you, because it's not their job to wake up in the morning thinking about how they can help you. They got their own problems. And so you got to train them a little bit. Another thing you might could do is, what if, Josh, if you said, would it be okay if I sent them a letter or if I made a contact to them and I said, by the way, we have a mutual friend in John Jones, and he has told me that if anytime you'd like to call him about me and my company, he'd be glad to talk to you about that. What do you think about that, Josh? That sort of takes the obligation off of the customer.
I think that works. The only reason why sometimes I like to ask the customer if they'll make the call on my behalf, it really shows how deep my relationship and the trust level goes. And think about, if you are on the other end, if you're that reference, and instead of the salesperson calling you, the actual customer calls you and say, hey, by the way, I was talking with someone we do business. We're talking about different people that might be able to use their services, and I thought of you, and here's why.
Mm-hmm.
And, I wanted to make sure that I cleared it with you first, but I would like them to give you a holler.
Right. And again, you've got to give them a little bit of a track to run on. Because you want to make sure, and because they, you got to have a couple of ways of doing it, because they might not, they may never feel comfortable picking up the phone, but they might be willing to say, as an alternative, as a plan B, they might be willing to say, yes, you can use my name to tell them that I recommend you.
Yeah, I think you should. You know, I think both, both really works well. You know, to do that.
Either way, that kind of an entree is solid gold anytime, but especially in a slow economy.
Yeah. I mean, absolutely. I mean, you know, the other thing is, you know, to ask your customers. Sometimes you need it yourself to ask them, you know, why have you bought from me? You know, sometimes you need to hear from the customer again how good of a value proposition, and then probably in this type of one of the ways to ensure that you continue to get business in the most efficient manner is, I find you almost have to take a disqualified mentality when you're meeting new opportunities, you know, which is a little bit different. Instead of saying, okay, how do I go, you know, often in sales when things are going tough, we run into a hope springs eternal mode, right?
Right.
So...
Right. Hey, Josh, we've got to wrap it up. Thanks for being here. Good job today.
You bet. Thanks, Jim.
We'll
have a great day.
Time. Josh Costell, ladies and gentlemen, the author of The Science of Sales Success. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that even a dead fish can float downstream.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.